Fly ball to the corner. It goes into deep right field. Ohtani, he did it!
Swinging a high fly ball to right. It is out of here! Yastrzemski does it again, and the Giants lead 4-0.
Now, more Drive Time Sports on KOAM, 107.3 FM and 750 AM.
Time for that Wednesday baseball talk, middle of the week, and as we continue to get closer and closer to the end of the season, under 40 games to go in the Major League Baseball season, there's a lot of storylines that don't necessarily revolve around the playoffs. We're going to talk about that and more. Joining us right now over the phone, as he does each week, former big league pitcher Bill Lasky, who is now an analyst for the San Francisco Giants. You can hear him on KNBR, the flagship station for the Giants. Bill, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Always a pleasure talking baseball, and you hit it right on the line. There are good storylines, and there are some sad storylines in Major League Baseball as we're getting into the month of September. The dog days or August are almost over, and sure enough, we're going to see how this playoff picture is going to come out.
Well, let's start by talking about one of the bad storylines, okay? I haven't really had an opportunity to talk to you about the San Diego Padres and what's happening with Fernando Tatis, but it just seems like one of the brightest young stars in the game. It's one thing after another. It's really bizarre the way this has gone down. If we're talking about him being on a motorcycle when he shouldn't, if we can go back prior to that, a blow-up with Manny Machado in the dugout, and then the PED suspension for 80 games. It just seems like there's one issue after another with, again, one of the brightest stars in the game.
Boy, he is a bright spot in the game. I mean, he's got such a fan base. Major League Baseball has done so much to put him as the face of baseball, and this is definitely a bad, bad mark on him, his career, his Hall of Fame possibilities. And it just seems like he is circling himself around people that don't care about him and push him to do different things. And we all know that he wanted to get back on the field, no doubt about it. The whole San Diego Padre organization, their fan base, their players, their teammates, everybody wanted him to come back after that motorcycle accident. And I think we were all waiting for him to come back when they played Miami. But boy, oh boy, it comes out that the Peds come out, and sure enough, he lies, he exaggerates of how it came about. And then yesterday he does the dugout conversation with all of the reporters, and he said he was sorry, he said it hurt him, it was a bad nightmare. But you just wonder how young this kid is, and with all this money that he has brought in through the baseball career, and he deserves it, but how much has it influenced him to do different things and wrong things? And now he's in a corner, and I don't know if he knows how to get out of it this time.
No, and it's unfortunate for the Padres, because this is a team that has searched for relevancy for so long, and they finally have it. Everything worked out. I mean, it was going back to the $300 million deal with Machado, and then Tatis coming up, and they reward him almost immediately. They lock him up long-term, and then they win the trade deadline with Juan Soto. This was a team that finally had that relevancy, and it's almost like this is a snake-bit franchise, Bill.
It is, you know, and I like A.J. Preller. I like how he deals. I like the guts that he has. But, man, it's just like bad luck for the guy. Then you got to look at Josh Hader, who can't even throw a strike, and then he throws the ball away and gives up home runs. This is the worst spell of a trade deadline, and I believe they're like 8-11 ever since the trade deadline. They're not even playing 500 ball. Soto's walking, it seems like, every at-bat. And they just have nothing going for them. They're losing to the Nationals. They lose to Cleveland. I mean, it is a tough, tough drama down in San Diego when it should be a lot easier. And I don't know if they're going to have enough in September to push into getting the playoffs.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. Do they get in over the Brewers? I mean, it's a two-team race at this point. It's got to come down between Milwaukee and San Diego.
I think so, too. And you know what? The Giants are holding on. I just don't see them. They have such a tough stretch coming up here, the Giants. They play Minnesota, San Diego, Philadelphia, and the Dodgers, and that's all in one stretch. That's why I don't think they have enough to catch on. Milwaukee plays the Dodgers one good night, and then they get pounded last night. I just can't see how the Milwaukee Brewers or the Padres stay afloat. both these teams are very inconsistent. And if somebody got hot, they would take care of it. And look at Philadelphia. Philadelphia is playing a lot better baseball, and they're pulling away a little bit in the wild card.
Bill Lasky, again, our guest right now. Bill, I want to stick with the National League, but let's talk about a feel-good story, and this is Albert Pujols. Will he get to number 700? I talked about this about a week ago, and I said, he's going to come close. I don't see him getting to 700. Now I look at it and say, yeah, there's no doubt he's going to get to 700. This guy has just been on fire as of late, and it was a feel-good story in the offseason, but I don't think anyone really could have predicted that it would be a feel-good story in the middle of August. That's exactly what it's turned into.
It sure is, and it's good for him. Albert Pujols needs to leave the game of baseball on such a high because baseball is going to miss him. He has just been so spectacular at the St. Louis Cardinals. Coming back to the Cardinals opening the door for him, and it's just a good feel-good story for Albert Pujols. And he hits two home runs against Madison Bumgarner in Arizona, continues to keep hitting them. And I'd love to see him get to 700. I think that would just be a great asterisk on a great career and a great new Hall of Famer that will be in the Hall of Fame. And who knows, the Cardinals are playing good baseball too, so maybe he even pushes it and gets hot in the playoffs. That would be outstanding for all the fans in baseball, or even just the fans completely, to watch a guy that's just finishing up his career at the top of the game.
Yeah, when you mention the Cardinals playing good baseball, I think it's important to put to throw this out there. As of August 24th, he's got 693 home runs. Okay, he's got 39 games left to hit 7. But it's not like it's a time to pad stats. It's not as if the Cardinals are out of it, and you can go ahead and run Pujols out there for meaningless at-bats other than just stat chasing. That's not the case. This hot streak is coming at a very crucial time where the Cardinals have gathered a little bit of space between them and the Brewers.
They are, and I tell you, one pitcher that the Yankees gave up was Montgomery, and man, he has just been outstanding for the Cardinals. I think he's got like a .39 in run average. He's pitching so well. He's getting outs, throws a shutout, a two-hit shutout the other day. Talk about a steal of a deal. That was just, they were looking at Rodon out here, and I think they can't be any happier for what they got. And, at the same time, they are in the mix of winning that division. And as you just said, Milwaukee falling back and back, and I think they have a great chance of winning that division and getting stronger in the month of September.
Yeah, when you talk about Montgomery coming over, Joey Gallo's actually had a couple of quality outings for the Dodgers as well. This guy couldn't hit water if he'd have fallen out of a boat when he was in New York. There are two guys they sent to the National League. The Yankees could sure use both of them the way they're playing right now.
Well, I tell you what, the Yankees, boy, you saw Boone in that press conference and in the postgame show pounding a table. It was unbelievable how upset he was. I don't think I've ever seen him that way. I just think he's just disgusted with the way they're playing. He seems like he's on home plate umpires every game. Everything's starting to get pressure points with the Yankees, and that lead is now dwindling. It was double digits. Now it's single digits, and you never know. If this is going to be the biggest collapse of the Yankees, boy, that's going to be one hell of a story in the month of September. If they don't start playing better baseball, and you look at Joey Gallo, like you just said, he couldn't even hit the ball, make contact with the ball. Now he's hitting the ball out of the ballpark for the Dodgers. Another nice pickup by the Dodgers. And the Dodgers, this team getting stronger. May comes off the IL. He's throwing the ball well. But then again, like we talked about earlier before we got on, is Bueller. Walker Bueller just struggling again, another Tommy John.
Yeah, Bill, you hear of one Tommy John. Dustin May, for instance, had Tommy John. He comes back. He was great in his rehab starts. He's been fantastic since he came back. I know it was against the Marlins, but if I'm not mistaken, I think he struck out 9 and 5 innings. Looked fantastic. That's one Tommy John. Walker Bueller has had Tommy John already. When you have to come back from this particular injury a second time, is it, I don't want to call it the death sentence, but is it similar to what Tommy John surgery was 10, 12, 15 years ago when you got to go through this a second time?
I think you're more mentally prepared of what you have to do, but the second time you're probably saying to yourself, how much more can I take? Because, your arm throws so many bullets, but every time they refix it and put another tendon in there, now you're tearing it again. The guy is such a competitor, and he throws the ball with so much thrust. And I just don't know mentally or physically if he's going to be able to come back and be that same pitcher. And it's going to take another year. We know that. It's going to take time. And he's still young, but at the same time, how much more mentally, fatigue-wise, how much more physical activity he's got to go through again. I know, you know, you and I talked about it, about going through one time, but the second time, you've got to start telling yourself, is this what I want to do and continue to try to play baseball? Or is this going to just, you know, brutalize your body and your arm for the rest of your life? And that's something you got to start looking at.
I know we expected Buehler to be done for the year. The news is obviously devastating. But Bill, looking at this Dodger team right now, do they have enough coming out of the rotation to win a World Series?
You know what? I just question. I watch Gonsolin all the time, and he's got good stuff. But is he going to be that same kind of guy against some of the top tier teams? You saw him in the All Star game. He didn't look good in the All Star team. Going against the top notch players, you just start looking through that. Anderson's another one. Do you trust him? Their numbers are great during the season. But again, are you going to patch them in and maybe they only go five innings and they go their bullpen? Because their bullpen's getting stronger by the day. I don't know. Dave Roberts has been managing fantastic again. Trey Turner is just getting hot. Then you got to look at Thompson. Thompson started playing a little better, too. He hits a home run yesterday, makes a great catch. Their team just seems like they're fitting in every cylinder they have. And every player, it doesn't have to be a superstar. And they're producing. And I just think the Dodgers and the Mets are looking into a head-on-head that National League championship.
I agree. Speaking of teams that did get stronger at the deadline that will get stronger here in the next couple of weeks, I think it's important to point out that Bryce Harper looked fantastic in his first rehab start. He went yard not once, but twice, okay? So the Phillies are a team that they're behind. They're third place in their division. I like what they did at the deadline. I love the deal for Brandon Marsh. They got stronger in the bullpen when they went out and got Dave Robertson, and now you're going to get Bryce Harper back at the right time. I agree with you. The Dodgers and the Mets are the cream of the crop, but I really can't count the Phillies out because I was such a big fan of what they did at the deadline.
Oh, 100% agree. I always like a Cinderella team, and I think that's that type of team that if you start steamrolling and you keep getting hotter in that month, and Bryce Harper coming back is another trade piece that possibly could be like that hot free agent you just picked up. I tell you what, Bryce Harper hitting two home runs in his first rehab game, you know that whole front office is like, okay, here we go, we got the pieces. And you're 100% right. What a couple nice pickups at the trade deadline. And this team's starting to play better. And when you start gelling, you know as well as I do, we get going in the last 5 weeks of the season, they're going to take off. And they're playing good baseball. And like I said, they're starting to pull away in the wild card. And again, you never know what could happen.
Yeah. When I look at the wild card, to me, the Phillies, it's a foregone conclusion they're getting in. I pencil them in. I really believe in the National League. It's down to the Padres and to the Brewers, and I know you agree. Yet we go over to the AL, under 40 games to go. It's still very unclear. I mean, we got the Yankees and we got the Astros in. Then after that, we have no idea who's going to come out of the Central. We have no idea who's going to secure the final three wild card spots. Tampa, Toronto, Baltimore, Seattle, they're all neck and neck. The AL race has the drama down the stretch that the NL really lacks at this point.
100% agree with you, my friend, and I think a lot of that's going to all come down as we start going head-to-head in the AL East in the month of September, and then you look at the NL or the AL West with the Astros. Astros are playing extremely good baseball. Seattle is still in the hunt. And what about the Orioles? I just love that story. A youth movement. They're playing good baseball. They're believing what they can do. It would be great if the Orioles snuck in here somehow.
Yeah, I would absolutely love it. But when you talk about the Astros, I know you love Dusty Baker. I know that this is one of those. You just look at the way this team is built. Bill, but the talk at the deadline was Yankees-Astros. And I never really believed that the Yankees were a better team than the Astros, and I've gotten that clarification over the last couple of weeks. To me, it's the Astros and everyone else. We have a tight race. I just don't see anyone on that level right now.
I agree with you. And Justin Verlander, what can you say about him?
He's oh, man.
25 years old.
Yeah.
Throws a no-hitter yesterday, topping in the high 90s. I just think he is on the way. I mean, his arm coming back from Tommy John has just been dynamic. And some of the things that he's throwing up there, and they're saying as the game is getting on longer and longer, he's getting stronger and stronger. That is a huge plus for Dusty Baker and the Houston Astros. And they're playing good baseball. Guys are starting to play a little better, hitting the ball better. Defense has gotten better. And I think you're absolutely right. I think the Astros right now are your top team in the American League. And I think everybody's going to have to go through them to get there.
Yep. Bill Lasky, again, our guest right now. Bill, always a pleasure to get you on to talk Major League Baseball. I know it's a busy day for you. You got a lot going on. And, of course, everyone can listen to you on KNBR.
Yeah, I tell you what, today's going to be a fun day. And I'm doing stuff here for the San Francisco Giants, for junior Giants. We're doing stuff for kids out here at Oracle Park today. Got some great players coming out here to do some fundraising for them. And it's just great to go back into the community and help kids that can't even find a glove or a baseball or a bat. And Giants do a great thing out here for junior Giants and for the kids of Northern California. As an ex-player, it's just great to come out and raise money for them so they can play baseball like we always could. And our parents got us gloves and bats and balls. Well, a lot of people don't have that. And this is what's great about the Junior Giants program.
That's fantastic. Definitely. Definitely. Bill, it's always a pleasure to get you on. I look forward to talking with you again next week. Thank you so much.
Excellent, my friend. You take care, and we'll find out more as the month of August gets down to the end and September comes around. And we'll start seeing what the playoffs are going to feature, and it's going to be great talking to you as we keep going further.
Oh, can't wait. Can't wait. Thank you again, Bill.
All right. Thank you very much.
We're going to pause for just a moment. We'll come back with the final touches on this edition of Drive Time Sports. We are live from the Sutherland Studios here on 107.3 FM and 750 AM.